Reuben Reynolds is music director of the Boston Gay Men's Chorus and is here to talk about their upcoming shows and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Reuben.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Marvelous.
Tell us about the Boston Gay Men's Chorus.
Well, I've been here 20 years, but this is the chorus's 35th year. We have, in fact, three guys still singing with the chorus who sang the very first concert 35 years ago. It's gone through several periods. It was radical back then just for a group of gay men to get up and get on stage and say, we're gay. And then we went through a whole period of dealing with the AIDS crisis. Then we went through the whole marriage equality fight. So we've been defined in many different ways, but the one thing that we keep coming back to is that we are there for each other. We are a band of brothers who take care of each other and love to sing for other people too. I was on the phone yesterday ordering 200 feather boas for our next concert.
Tell us about your upcoming shows. Let's hear it for the boys.
Well, you know, winter in Boston can be a little depressing. It goes on and everything is gray and you just want to get out of the house and do something. So we decided this year that we wanted to do a concert that just celebrates being who we are. The first song on the concert is Kool and the Gang Celebrate. We want to have a party. We want to do something in the middle of the winter that allows us to just escape, have fun, and celebrate who we are and what we do. So we're singing music by gay men and rock bands, Queen. It's a celebration of the music that we all grew up liking. There's no message here at all, except we love each other and we want to have fun together.
What is the inspiration for your shows?
You know, we talk all the time about how the chorus has three purposes. To exist as a community for each other, to support each other, to create social justice in the world. And it's amazing to me how much we support each other, how much we take care of each other. But sometimes we talk amongst ourselves, what do we want to do? What do we want to accomplish in this world? And right now, there's a feeling that we just need to take care of ourselves a little bit. We want to have fun. We want to celebrate each other. We want to be a part of each other. And if there's any big impetus for this show, it's somehow to celebrate each other.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Honestly, we talk a lot about why we do what we do. And why we do what we do is because we really want to make a difference in the world. Especially given the world as it is right now, to have a positive outlook, to have a bunch of gay men standing on stage saying we want to make this world a better place is a very, very strong message. Saying that we will not be down by anybody, but we are here to tell the stories of our lives. Because very often people just don't take time to listen. This weekend, up to Rockland, Massachusetts, we sang there 6 years ago, and the same church is bringing us back to do a concert for their membership. When we were there 6 years ago, we were protested. There were people outside screaming that we shouldn't be there. But the church said, no, you're welcome. We want you here. And I think it's a really, really strong statement that 6 years later, they're saying, come back and let's do this again. It's very hard sometimes when you go. There are people in the world who believe very strongly that their opinion is the only opinion that matters. We don't believe that. We simply want to say, this is who we are, and I want to tell you the story of my life so that you can understand me a little bit better. And if there's any one thing that I want to accomplish with our work, it's to tell our stories to people.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in a Trump administration?
You know, several years ago, we went to the Middle East. We took the course to Istanbul and to Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. We had a wonderful concert lined up in Istanbul. And then all of a sudden, the government basically told us we weren't welcome there. They canceled the concert. And it was horrifying to be told that, no, you're not welcome here. But a private university said their gay and lesbian student group said, please, we would like to host you instead. So we wound up performing in a much bigger venue for 5,000 people. The next morning, we were to march in the gay pride parade in Istanbul. When we got to it, we were met by police with riot guns who said that we should turn around and leave immediately because the pride parade had been canceled. It's the kind of thing that somehow in the back of your mind, you think this happened 30 years ago in America, and here it was happening to us right there. We had young members of the chorus in their 20s who'd never experienced anything like this. But it brings to mind that there is always a fight going on. Sometimes we get too complacent, and then, bam, here it is again. Well, we all know what we've all done in the past. We have fought those fights, and we will fight whatever fight needs to be fought today. We will stand up. We will not bow down to anyone. Trump is no problem. It's just another step in our progression forward. We will always stand up for who we are and what we are.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with the Trump administration?
We do our very best to get out there. I guess it's about 8 years ago at a high school, and there was a young man, and he was just beginning to struggle with his sexuality. 3 years later, he walked into auditions and said, I heard your chorus sing, and I was just beginning to come to grips with my sexuality, and I knew that the moment I saw all of those gay men on stage taking the time to come and sing out here, that I would be okay. So now I would like to join the chorus. There's simply nothing to say other than visibility is the thing that gives people something to hang on to. Being open, being out, showing yourself in the community, giving people a role model helps more than anyone can believe. You never know when a young person needs help because they're floundering, they're scared. But if you can provide a positive role model that they can see someone really achieving in the area, being the person that they are, it does all the difference in the world.
How can people get information and tickets about your upcoming shows?
Oh, that's an easy one. www.bgmc.org has tickets you can buy online. It has a phone number if you want to actually call the office and talk to somebody. But there's tons of information right there. www.bgmc.org.
What other projects are you working on?
We have found a wonderful, wonderful book called A Peacock Among Pigeons. It's about a young peacock who somehow was raised by a group of pigeons, and he was afraid of who he was because he was so different. He was flamboyant, he was colorful, and he tried to make himself into a pigeon to blend into the group, and he couldn't do it. And finally, he had to leave his family, and he went out and he met a cardinal, and he met a parrot, and he met all of these colorful birds who were totally different. And then one day he was looking down and he saw the most glorious bird in the world, and he realized that he was looking into a puddle of water and he was seeing his own reflection. And he learned that he, as a person, was the person he was supposed to be. And we're trying to find a way to adopt this course that we can take it out and use it as a tool for telling people that you are who you are and you are glorious as you are.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
People all the time wonder, are gay men's courses still relevant? And why is the reason that we exist? In the beginning, it was just visibility coming out, then it was raising money for AIDS, then it was fighting for marriage equality. Well, we exist to tell our story because we're not in any shape or form going to disappear into the woodwork. We're not going to become normal. But more than anything, we simply exist to tell our stories, to talk about our lives, to let people know that we have the same wishes, needs, and desires as every person in this world. And if I would say, what would people ask me? I would say, why do 150 guys spend every Wednesday night together rehearsing, except to tell their stories to the rest of the world?
Do you have a favorite chord or mantra to get you through difficult times?
There is a song that we sing all the time. It's called Everything Possible. It was written by Fred Small, who is a Unitarian minister. A young couple having their first child came to Fred and said, would you write us a song that we could use kind of as the nighttime prayer when we go to bed every night? And he wrote this song called Everything Possible. You can be whatever you want to be. Some men love men, some women love women. But the only thing that really matters is the love you leave behind when you're gone. And I think about that line all the time. The only thing that really matters is the love you leave behind when you're gone.